the Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, a very, very good morning to you. The reality, of course, of COVID-19 hitting South Africans fairly hard. Schools are closed, no gatherings of more than 100 people, and travel bans from many countries. Israel is, of course, ahead of us, and you've virtually gone into some form of a economic shutdown, haven't you? Anthony, can you hear us better this time?
Howard, I can hear you better now. Is this okay for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely perfect. All right, the Israeli economy, basically on shutdown.
Pretty much. I mean, it's a brave new week and a brave new world for us. And the Prime Minister stood up on Saturday evening and announced a whole series of new restrictions that are now in place as a result of the increase of COVID-19, the spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus. 248 Israeli victims of the coronavirus have been diagnosed so far. And the restrictions that are in place are very, very wide-reaching. Shopping malls have been shut down. Restaurants shut down. Places of entertainment, movies, cinemas, theaters, gymnasiums, restaurants, coffee shops, shut down. Nobody is allowed to go there. And in fact, the restriction on the number of people getting together has been set at 10 people now. So effectively, this means that most offices also need to either send workers to work from home or effectively need to shut down. So only really emergency services now operating. Skeleton staff are allowed to come to the office up to a number of 10 people. And overall, you know, the whole economy is really gone on to what some people call a war footing. It's almost like a war footing in that only the most urgent services are really being offered. Having said that, supermarkets are operating, and I'm not exactly sure how this limit of 10 people is being implemented in supermarkets, because there was this fantastically ironic and happy occasion that went viral on the social media yesterday, where a couple was due to get married and they couldn't find a location to marry which would allow more than 10 people. So they went into a local supermarket and they got married in the supermarket because the supermarket was allowing more than 10 people in at the same time. That was the only alternative that they really had. So it's ironic on one hand, because I'm not sure how the restriction of 10 people is really being implemented in the supermarkets and some of the other shops that have remained open. But certainly one can feel a different atmosphere. One can feel that we've gone into something of a lockdown, and yet people are very resilient and very resistant, determined to go outdoors, to be in the parks, to be out as much as possible. Of course, the children have all been sent home from school, as have university students, and of course many of the parents are now not working, either because they have to look after children or because their places of work are no longer operating. So all in all, a very, very strange, serious situation, which is expected to last at least for 5 weeks, we're being told.
I was going to say, is anybody talking time frame? Because in South Africa, I guess they're saying schools close till after Easter, but it might just be that that's a, you know, just a way to benchmark it because it seems logical. It's very hard to know how long this is going to go on for.
Well, 5 weeks has been mentioned, and of course people are talking about until after Pesach in our particular case, which is about a month, you know, until Pesach winds its way out of the system, is probably about a month from now. So, the 5 weeks has certainly been mentioned, and we've had a dramatic increase in the number of diagnoses over the past few days. And in all honesty, the best that one can expect from these measures in terms of seeing the implications, seeing the effects really manifest themselves in the general population, is that you need to be patient for 2 weeks to see how all of this really brings it, you know, the effects of this are really being felt in the general public. But for example, yesterday we had the highest number of diagnoses in any one day so far with the coronavirus. Some people are saying it's because the number of tests have been dramatically increased from 400 a day to 1,000 a day, and that 1,000 a day is going to be increased to 2,000 a day as soon as government is able to lay their hands on these tests. And we understand from the media that they've actually deployed the Mossad to try and trace down as many test kits as are possible around the world, because obviously there's a massive shortage of them. And so the Mossad has now been deployed to try and get their hands on test kits to bring them to Israel so that we can increase the current number of tests from 1,000 to 2,000. But lots and lots of, you know, discussions about the fact, for example, that a very, very senior physician, chief physician at Ichilov Hospital, has now contracted the virus. And there are some there's discussion about what's been going on in the hospital, whether, in fact, the virus was contracted while she was working in the hospital, or whether she managed to pick it up from her husband, who also has contracted the virus. So far, we've got something like 1,000 doctors in quarantine, and something like 2,000 or 3,000 other medical workers also in quarantine as a result of them having come into contact in one way, shape or form with sufferers of the disease. So it's not only those people who've actually been diagnosed, but it's also the number of people who've been put into quarantine or effectively out of circulation as a result of having come into contact with people who have the virus. And, you know, the work continues to try and isolate people as much as possible. A new limit has been set in terms of how near you can come to another person. 2 meters is now the limit. And it's interesting to see, for example, how that's also being implemented within the religious environment. How do people get together to pray? Well, minyanim are being set up with exactly 10 people because that's the limit. And each person has to be at least 2 meters away from the other people. Special provisions have been laid down for how services should be conducted. Services are to take no longer than 30 minutes. And people need to move on, not congregate around. Mm. Yeah, a lot of people would love that, actually. That's something that some people would say is long overdue. But nevertheless, this has obviously all been implemented out of an emergency. So really a lot of interesting things that are going on behind the scenes in order to try to facilitate this limit of having 10 people in a place at any given moment in time.
Really, it's really unbelievable. I know that my son at Monday.com on yesterday said that that they were, or Saturday evening, got the notification that they are not to come into work. Everybody working from home, and I guess Israel fairly well set up for that, being a technology based company, a country. But there are obviously many industries, restaurants, cafes, places of entertainment that the income that they're going to lose is going to be tremendous. Has there been any discussion around how people are going to survive?
Well, there has been some discussion, and obviously the government would wish to allocate budget, and the Prime Minister said that there is budget that he would like to allocate. But a problem, of course, is that given we don't have a government at the moment, they are unable to make special budget available. There is a restriction as to how the budget needs to operate under the current environment without a government. And so obviously that feeds into the formation of a government, which has been going on in the background. President Rivlin has been doing his consultations. Apparently there was a lengthy meeting yesterday between President Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Benny Gantz on the issue of the formation of a national unity government. Both forms of national unity government have been discussed, i.e. one which is an emergency government in order to try to cope with the current coronavirus emergency. And the alternative has also been discussed, which is a four-year national unity government to be formed with a certain rotation of prime minister during that period. So that has been discussed. But, you know, the prime minister said that money will be made available as soon as he's able to do so, as soon as the government has been formed. And in the presentation that he made to the country on TV on Saturday evening, he did call upon the leaders of all the major parties in order to come together to form a unity government. And so it's not clear exactly how that's going to happen. One of the other things that has been happening, which is an interesting development, is that the Prime Minister has shut down a lot of the court hearings and the legal system, as a result of which his own personal trial, which was due to have opened tomorrow, has now been delayed at least until May. And of course, there are many cynics who are saying, well, this is all just a ploy in order to prevent him from having to have his day in court. But of course, in light of the fact that only 10 people are allowed in any place at any time, I suppose there is a certain logic to this, although ironically, the High Court system still seems to be operating, even though the district and regional courts have been shut down. So of course, many comments about the fact that this is just a ploy in order to prevent him from having to have his day in court. So lots and lots of things to discuss and to think about as we move through this emergency. But one of the things that we really need quite urgently right now is a government. Interestingly, the Knesset has yet to be sworn in, and the idea is that today the Knesset will be sworn in. 120 members need to be sworn in, of course. They're going to be sworn in groups of three. So whereas usually the Knesset is sworn in as one large group, they're going to be inviting three members at a time to come and to be sworn in smaller groups, so that ultimately we can constitute the Knesset and potentially get the functions of government working again and have a government formed as soon as is possible. So, you know, lots of different arrangements having to be made in order to just do the most basic and the most usual daily activities, and things are now being done in a very different way indeed.
Yeah, it's just the world that is changing, and of course we're just in completely uncharted waters now. And I think that we all have to do what is sensible and try and make the best decisions. We're going to make some mistakes, I reckon. So are all governments, all people, all companies, but we've just got to bumble on along and do the best for ourselves and for each other, I guess, and then hope that that all works out.
Well, this is definitely something which we haven't seen before. I mean, you know, people do say that the Israelis are resilient, having to deal with a lot of adversity over time, and there has been discussion about, you know, anti-terror measures being used in order to combat the virus, because of course the Israeli government is used to taking emergency action, and of course the Israeli people to responding to it. By the way, 2,000 reserve soldiers have been called up in order to help fight against this particular virus. So it really is a war on the streets in order to try to control this.
Yeah, absolutely right. It is 8 o'clock. Anthony Rach, stay safe and healthy, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning, same time, same place.